Welcome to this edition of The Boon of Wireless. Our podcast is coming to you as always, high above the streets in northern New Jersey at ANJ Media. Yes, New Jersey. We rank 47th in size amongst all the 50 states, but we're the most densely populated state. How about that? I'm John Horovitz, your host from Atrium Unlimited Consulting. Andrew's behind the glass as always. Andrew, does this really look like me? I mean,
absolutely.
Seriously? I don't know. Okay. That's the boon of wireless. He's going to take a seat over there. Okay. Our guest today is the CEO and president of UpDuo, a company delivering scalable, innovative training to unlock the full potential of frontline employees via live technology, rich peer-to-peer learning. UpDuo delivers well over 1 million engaging and effective trainings per year to frontline teams of all sizes. Dr. Wei's son is no stranger to using science and technology to improve people's lives and to drive positive change. Prior to founding UpDuo, Dr. Sun was a research scientist at MIT and UCLA, contributing to over a dozen academic publications across renewable energy, computing, and magnetic materials, and was formerly at Apple, developing patented health and fitness software for the Apple Watch. With a rigorous background in both academia and software industries, Dr. Sun brings a unique perspective to the world of frontline employee training. Please welcome to the program today, Dr. Wei Sun. Wei, it is great to see you again.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Thank you. And coming to us from where in California today?
I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, terrific. Terrific. Well, on my last podcast, I talked with Carrie Charles, who is the CEO of Broadstaff Staffing, staffing everything wireless from infrastructure to behind the counter employees. And I mentioned that the two most important things that a retail store owner has to do, whether it's a mom and pop or a large big box national retailer, is do two things. And that is hire and train. We dug deep on the training, on the hiring part. And today we'd like to look at training, which then leads to retention and to company culture. Carrie and I covered a lot about the challenges that she has. And today I'd like to spend some time talking to you with you about you and UpDuo and your unique approach to training. So before we jump into some of these questions, give us a background on UpDuo and an overview. Why did UpDuo start? What was the problem that you recognize, and how did this idea come about?
Yeah. UpDuo exists to change the world's imagination of what learning and teaching could look like. And we think that the solution to scalable, high-quality learning and training is peer-to-peer learning. The idea started in a high school math classroom. So my co-founder, Mike Mendelson, before he was an AI and machine learning instructor at NVIDIA, was a high school math teacher. And he was trying to solve a problem, how to individually tutor every single student when there aren't enough credentialed educators in the world to match one-on-one with all of them. And we've known for decades that one-on-one attention is much better than lectures when it comes to learning. Right. So UpDuo is a peer-to-peer learning platform. People teach each other, learn from each other, or engage in discussion questions. So imagine a Zoom or FaceTime call, right? You have your phone and you have your partner, could be another employee, could be a manager or a leadership, connect with you when you press this button, because they also press the button during downtime on the frontline sales floor. And in this call, on that screen, you'll see prompts that are asking you to discuss topics directly related to your job, while also at the same time seeing the partner in front of you. Within 5 or 10 minutes, the partners will go through a lesson together and learn the topics together. And the safe space between these two partners allows them to ask questions that maybe they don't feel comfortable asking in a group or asking their manager. And in this way, we're able to take the latest technology and the latest education science and make it scalable to any kind of company with any geographic distribution very, very easily.
Good. Before I get to my next question, I had a math teacher named Mendelson back in high school in
Did you?
In Pennsylvania. I wonder, Fortran is what we were learning. Obviously dating myself right there. So I wonder if they're related at some point. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about your curriculum, your peer-to-peer learning for the frontline employees. Tell us a little bit about what's involved in the makeup of that curriculum.
Yeah. There are many different ways to generate curriculum on our platform. One of the latest ones that we're going to introduce is with AI. We're able to take basically a summary, an executive summary of what you want your training field to learn, and we'll be able to generate the right prompts on screen for the right UpDuo experiences that they should have to learn that material. Mm-hmm. There are also other more traditional ways to generate this curriculum. You're able to use our curriculum editor and create content from scratch. We also have an extremely capable education team that is able to take whatever material you have. For example, there's an initiative that you're trying to drive or a new product that you're trying to sell on the wireless sales floor and turn that into UpDuo experiences on your behalf. Depending on the customer, they may have different preferences for how to put content into our platform. As automated as you'd like or as self-serve and as manual as you'd like.
So are you finding that no two customers are the same and they may have different needs? And, you know, what does that do to your back end when you have to, you know, customize to specific clients?
We very carefully go into every new market vertical with ears wide open. Every deployment has certain differences. However, we're trying to create the most flexible learning platform that we possibly can to support all of the different use cases. Mm-hmm. And we have discovered that in wireless, whether it is tier one or tier two, whether it's wireless dealers, whether it's prepaid, a lot of common elements. They're all geographically distributed companies. They are operating across many different time zones. Mm-hmm. And they are shoehorning a lot of platforms and solutions that are not made for the frontline use case. We are one of the first mobile-first learning platforms that are able to address frontline workers without compromising on the quality that you would come to expect from some of the larger LMSs that are designed for people sitting in front of desktops all day. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I know we're going to get into some of the results, hopefully, later on in this conversation. But how has it been received by people that are used to classrooms, are used to desktops, are used to bringing everybody in for pizza before the or after hours for pizza or breakfast, coffee and donuts before the stores open? How has that been? That was our old way of training. And either they were half asleep in the morning or they couldn't wait to get home at night. And they didn't retain anything we told them, but you know, we checked it off the box. How has this been received, not only by the owners of the stores, but the actual participants in the training?
Yeah. In our early days, it was very difficult to convey this new paradigm of learning and teaching to people who are used to operating in a different way. However, over time, as we built up more and more case studies, we let our results speak for itself. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the results are pretty astounding. So historically, UpDuo has been able to create a between 20 and 40% lift if you reach this level of UpDuo engagement across your frontline workforce.
20 to 40% lift in sales?
On the metrics that we are targeting. So it could be top line sales. It could be accessory attach rates.
Oh, okay. Be, all right. Okay.
You know, boxes. All sorts of different metrics have been proposed as initiatives, month-to-month initiatives by the companies that work with us.
Good. Not to disparage an entire generation or generations, and I, as a boomer, have ADD myself. I, you know, have trouble reading an email that's more than two paragraphs long, but they've been characterized fairly or probably unfairly that they don't pay attention for more than minutes. That's why you've got the reels and the TikToks and everything else to get a quick hit and get a reaction. What is the typical length of your sessions? You said maybe 5-6 minutes?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Five minutes. And how do you track their participation? Do you have analytics that say that they were on for 4 minutes or they were on for 8 minutes and who they were speaking with?
Yeah. There are two sides to our platform. One is the learner experience, pressing a button and being able to connect with someone for a learning session. The other side of it is all of the administrative and staff features. So these are the dashboards that allow managers to drill down into their sub hierarchy in an organization. The ability to watch the sessions, because every single session is recorded and also transcribed and able to be processed with AI afterwards. And we also have robust content editing tools. So not only can you create content really quickly, but you're able to edit them on the fly. So that the very next day, they get updated content across the entire organization.
Oh, terrific. How have the participants reacted? Obviously, if senior management or ownership is looking at a 20 to 40% lift, 40-60% lift in the project, whether it's selling accessories or adding device protection or whatever it is that we're training on that time, how are the people behind the counter? What is their, they love it, or is it another albatross, like filling out reports, or what is their perspective of this?
Like any required training, at the beginning, people have certain feelings about it. It's like, hey, you have to do these sessions. You have to complete these sessions. However, we were pleasantly surprised to find that our App Store and Play Store ratings are 4.6 stars, 4.7 stars. Good. Not very many required training platforms get that level of reviews from the front line. So we're very proud of that.
Yeah, good. Congratulations. So you tested this in mom and pop dealers of all different flavors. How do you scale this? Because I know that one of the working with your team and talking to your team prior to coming on today that you are going after the multi store retailers, whether they have 300 or 3,000 corporate owned or corporate identity stores or big box retail that is, you know, being very aggressive in wireless right now. How do you scale this to meet their needs?
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. There are some wireless dealers with 50 to hundreds of stores, as well as larger dealers and carriers with 2,000 stores or more. Larger companies, we fit into their vendor procurement processes, and that could take a couple of months, although we move much faster than a lot of the vendors that they are used to. Mm-hmm. For the smaller dealers in wireless, we deployed in as short as 10 days for multiple dealers now. And we're able to do so with companies that have not only a handful of stores, but also widely geographically distributed stores across the contiguous United States and Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay. So domestic right now, not overseas yet?
We have GDPR compliance, and we are talking to overseas companies as well.
Great.
Not just in wireless retail either.
Right, right. I understand. You're in different verticals, I found out. So that's good. What are some of those other verticals that you're going after other than wireless?
We just signed a deal with a pharmaceutical company, and we're also doing change management, so mergers and acquisitions. After big major organizational changes, you want to align the entire organization on culture, the purpose, mission, and vision of the company.
Good.
Also leadership and management training. We are introducing metrics to situations where there wasn't any metrics to begin with in the existing industry.
You touched on AI earlier, and I think that the AI is all you hear about these days. I don't know if people are going to grasp what AI is or what it's going to do, if it's going to be controllable. You've got Senate hearings now on AI. I don't think we figured out how powerful AI is going to be, and I'm going to date myself again. I don't think you're probably too young to remember the original Terminator movie. And if any of our listeners out there haven't seen the original one, 1984, 1985, Skynet took over. And if you don't know who Skynet was, you can look it up. It was basically was the end of civilization as we know it. Now, a little draconian, but I don't know if we're going that way or not, but I hope not. But how is Updo using AI to enhance training and, more importantly, to measure your results?
I'll start by saying that Updo is a fully SOC 2 GDPR and CPRA compliant platform, and we would only use AI toolkits that are themselves also SOC 2 GDPR and CPRA compliant. So that takes care of the security and privacy pieces. We take care of our customers' data and information, full stop. The latest AI advances this past year have been in large language and video models. And Updo, as a video conversation learning platform, is perfectly positioned to make full use of these developments. Imagine if you could just upload documents, such as an entire product spec with highlights for frontline sellers to hit, and Updo can rapidly construct lessons to actively engage your field in the new material. So I'll paint a quick picture.
Go ahead.
Whenever Apple delivers their annual iPhone keynote, wireless L&D teams must spend around 2 weeks or so to create content so your field can finally sell the new iPhone. Imagine how powerful it would be if, as a wireless dealer, within hours or even minutes, you're able to have an entire curriculum for the new iPhone, and within days have a fully trained frontline team out on the floor selling it before anybody else. You get 2 additional weeks of your company going full bore selling these iPhones, which gives you, as a leader in a wireless organization, a leg up over the competition.
Nice. Yeah, that's terrific. That's great. With all these enhancements that you have, do you have patents or patent pending on any of your software or training offerings?
Yeah, and we've been pending since last year on a lot of these AI capabilities in peer-to-peer learning or otherwise. And this year we are filing the full patent.
So you've tested your concept and rolled it out. Peer-to-peer training seems to be working. What are the results that you measure? And when you deliver these results to the store owner or the larger companies that have senior management, what have been their results? Obviously, they were skeptical when you came to them. But when you show them the kind of increases in sales or attachment rate, or the things that we spoke about, how do they react to this thing?
They react really positively. Right now, annually, we are delivering over 1 million learning sessions. And
a week, a month, a year?
Oh, per year.
Per year,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so something between 20,000 and 40,000 Updo learning experiences per week.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
So we work with large wireless companies. We work with small wireless companies. With AT&T's largest dealer, Prime Communications, they said that our results are historic. Updo users outperformed against the core AT&T stores and other dealers in 10 out of 15 metrics during the very first pilot that we had.
Wow.
And there was a smaller dealer. For example, there's a 100 location dealer under AT&T that we've been able to give 1.8 million additional incremental revenue over a period of 6 months.
Wow. Well, you would think that whoever's running AT&T would look at these results, or that, you know, Prime and the other clients that you have would go to them and say, hey, look what we're doing here. Why don't you foot the bill for us? I don't know what your costs are, but why don't you embrace what we've done and share this with your other customers, your other dealers?
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that because we have caught the attention of AT&T on the carrier level.
Obviously. Obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's only three other carriers then that you need to catch the attention of. So you have a lot of opportunity there, a lot of runway. So,
well, recently we did capture, recently we did sign on the U.S.'s largest regional carrier, U.S. Cellular.
Right. That's when I met the fourth mm-hmm. carrier. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Good for you. Mm-hmm. So they'll be looking for additional success stories there. There's a lot of people out there that need training. And as I discussed with our last guest, that you can spend millions of dollars on marketing, advertising, and point of sale material and balloons and the guy that stands out front of the store doing this, you know, in the wind. If the people behind the counter aren't trained, you know, you're not going to get the sale. You may get the sale because I want the latest iPhone or the latest iconic Samsung product, but you're not going to get the, we always said that there should be about $100 add-on in accessories for every phone sold. Now that would be a screensaver, a case, a charger, a plug, you know, what it may be, but, yeah, you're spending all that money at corporate and you've got people behind the counter that don't know how to properly represent the product. It's, you know, doomed to fail.
Absolutely. We believe that the best training should drive behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough for the frontline workers to be exposed to material. They actually need to actively wrestle with it and engage with it in order for it to become new behaviors that drive business outcomes.
Are you finding that if you require, what did you say, 6 to 8 sessions a month from the sales associate, are you finding that they've embraced it in some cases where they want to do more and they found their pen pal, so to speak? You're in San Francisco, I'm on the East Coast, that you're talking and doing your peer-to-peer training with the same person, or do you encourage them to, you know, look elsewhere and expand the people that they're talking with?
Yeah, absolutely. We have power users, and a big reason why we have power users is because UpDuo is, for a lot of frontline workers, the highlight of their workday. They have just one or two coworkers that they see in that store every single day in the middle of rural Montana.
Right? Yeah.
But press a button and they get to talk to someone in New York, someone in Miami, someone in Hawaii, and realize that they're part of something much bigger than themselves. And you talk about what happens to those people who do more sessions. If people do more than 8 sessions per month, it's like what we consider our power users, we do see an over 90% average improvement historically.
Wow. 90%. Wow.
Yeah. And it's pretty incredible. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is increase the number of power users of the UpDuo platform. So we're doubling down on the learner experience, making it more social, more engaging, more gamified, so that people are driven into the UpDuo platform and drawn to it.
So I see where this is going to go. You're going to have your first UpDuo wedding when two people talk to each other so much that they develop a relationship, and there you go. It could be a good reality show for you to think about for the future. Yep. Okay. Speaking of the future, what's on the horizon for UpDuo? What can we expect when we see you at the shows you know, that are coming up throughout the year and, you know, going forward?
Yeah. This year, we are working towards a one-stop shop for any company's training needs. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine all the different possible training modalities available. Not only will we have peer-to-peer, we can have one-to-many learning, which is a little more traditional, you know, lecture style.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, many-to-many and many-to-one. And we are also supporting the ability for people to self-serve on the platform using a single-player experience or a role-play or reflection experience.
How does that work? If I'm behind the counter and it's a slow time, and what, how do I do a single-user training session?
Actually, a lot of companies are already doing this. They're doing live role plays recorded on the devices and then sent to a Dropbox or Drive somewhere. Imagine being able to press a button to do a role play on your phone, and it is taken care of administratively by the leadership very, very easily.
So I neglected to ask. So this is an app then that you would put on your phone.
UpDuo is an app that is installed on either an employee's phone or in-store device.
Okay. Like their computers in the store, or laptop, whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
Laptop, great. Desktop.
Yep. Okay. Interesting stuff. Yeah. Well, this sounds like a paradigm shift for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to be hearing a lot about UpDuo in the next coming months and years. That's just a terrific success story. So I just watched this podcast and I own two stores or I own 600 stores. How do I get involved with UpDuo? Who do I call? What's the website, et cetera?
You can find us on upduo.com and you can request a demo. We're happy to talk to you.
Great. And you've got salespeople across the states?
Yeah. We are a fully remote company. We have people located in Atlanta, Georgia, in Memphis, Tennessee, over here in San Francisco, and up in New York.
I keep forgetting that we all don't have to be in the same building to make business work these days. Yeah. So, and again, remote peer-to-peer, exactly. It's perfect for what we're discussing here today. Well, Wei, I want to thank you. That was eye-opening. And I think that as the word continues to get out there, and I encourage all of our listeners to go to upduo.com and check out your offerings and look at some of the real life cases and what type of results that you have been able to demonstrate and deliver to the retailers out there. In closing, anything you want to promote, push?
Next week, March 14th, we are releasing a major product update for UpDuo.
Can you share any details or still under wraps?
You just have to wait and see.
Oh, okay. So it'll give us a reason to come back to UpDuo next week. Well, thank you, Wei, Dr. Sun. I think you've earned that that recognition. So I want to thank you for coming on the podcast today. And again, if anybody wants to engage with UpDuo, which I strongly, strongly encourage, upduo.com. Again, thank you. Best of luck. I appreciate you taking the time to come on. That'll wrap it up for us, another episode of The Boon of Wireless. We will see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.